In the wintertime, we'd have what we call a backlog.
Uh-huh.
That's a tree about so big around, you know, depend on the weather.
Uh-huh.
And if you got a had a real severe spell of weather, why, we put on a big one, he'd last all night. And next morning, you get up, well, you'd have plenty of fire.
Mm-hmm. Do you use a green one usually?
Yeah, green one. Uh-huh. Green one. Last all night. A dead one would burn up by midnight.
Now, did you have some metal things that you put this wood on? Or did you put it right down on the rock?
Oh. We put the back log right down on the bottom of the fireplace. But we had, what did they call them things? You lay the four stick across there, sit up like this.
Mm-hmm.
We had two of them. Now, what do we call them? I've done forgot. Dog arms.
Mm-hmm.
Dog arms for the four stick.
They're pretty handy, aren't they? Let that fire breathe.
I'd give it a chance to just the suction, the smokestack, see, just pull the fire right up against there and it just pile on.
Mm-hmm. Did you call the front part of your fireplace anything where it's
hearth.
Uh-huh. See, now this is...
Now that's another thing about your dog arm, you see. You put on a green four stick on the dog arms, and he'd hold there and all this burn up in there between the four stick and the back log, don't you see? And then it wouldn't fall down and roll out on your floor. Well, the hearth was generally always from, I'd say from 3 feet to 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come out past this way and it'd come out this way.
Mm-hmm.
Solid, it was made out of concrete. But the rest of it was sticking dirt chimney. Now, I'll tell you why these things was, why them houses was. You see, this was Indian land.
Mm-hmm.
It was their homesteads where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
There was only Indian ones, 320 acres, what she had. All right, they didn't have anything to live in. And they wouldn't, whatever they rented out, or leased out to white people, why they didn't. They thought that's good enough. They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't never want to fix you up. You had to fix it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What you had. During the 12 years, I had a lot of work on that old stick and dirt fireplace. Yes, keeping it up.
Did they have a traveling man come around to build fireplaces in those days?
No. You just had to figure them out yourself. Same way about a storm shelter on that same place. I dug the storm cellar myself, but when it come to fixing the door so it wouldn't leak, I had to get a man who had some experience. I never had dug for it.
Now, did you call it a storm cellar when you were a boy?
No, they call them dugouts.
Dugouts, huh?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll tell you why that was. There was a lot of people lived in what's called a half dugout and half house. Well, I believe, and I know this old brother of mine, he lived for years and years here in Carter County, but it was Ardmore IT.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or right shortly after statehood, he lived in a half dugout and a half house.
Mm-hmm.
It was only about waist deep.
Mm-hmm.
They built it right around it and had good steps.
Whitewashed the sides?
Yes, they fixed it nice and lived in it for years and years. And the man that owned that place, he had lots of land there. But that's the only one, the red place he had, that had a half dugout you had to live in.
Hmm.
His name is, his brother's name was C.W. Roberts. And the landowner was Jim